Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you guys doing this morning? Waiting for the visitors to come on the line. Have you guys show up? All right, here come the visitors. Thank you for showing up on time. Hey, we're workout partners. This is our daily dose of MTC, mental toughness conditioning, emotional toughness conditioning as well. I'm showing up for you every single day. Can you believe that it's been 50 days in a row I've been doing this? Man, time just flies by, and it's really a testament, you know, if you're passionate about something, you've got a message to share, and you just show up every single day, give your best effort every single day, how day by day, little by little, it all stacks up, and here we are creating this relationship. Hello, Jim. How are you this morning? Showing up every single day as you do for our MTC, mental toughness conditioning, our workout today for our morning connection. For those of you who are new to this live interactive video chat, I want to be interactive, meaning that I want you to post your comments, your questions. Post where you're from. I'll give you a shout out right here at the beginning of this live video session. And I emphasize live too because I want you to show up live to do this for yourself. There's so much great information on the internet, not just what I provide. Hello, Jay. Not just what I provide. There's a lot of great information on the internet that can really get your mind thinking in the right direction, if not specific strategies, right? Hello, Douglas. Hello, Nar. How you guys doing today? Thank you so much for showing up. The internet is just filled with that. I am not the only person who's showing up for you every single day and giving you powerful information that could change the quality of your life. I'm not the only one. There's a lot of people like me out there. Hello, Carlos. The challenge is, you know, you guys are getting bombarded with so much information. Are you even using it? You know, if you're like me, man, I'm getting bombarded. I download an ebook. You know, I bookmark a website. I say, I'm going to get back together with them. Hello, Jonick. Hello, Steve. How are you guys doing this morning? Thanks for sounding off. Let me give you your shout-outs right here at the beginning of this chat session today. Really appreciate you guys being here. Really appreciate the fact that you're interested in what I have to say as I do my very best to provide value to your life in any way I can. Right, with this morning connection, live interactive video chat. I'm doing this every single morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time. I'm simulcasting this on my Periscope page for my Periscope viewers. That's at Skip LaCour. And I am also doing it on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Skip LaCour page. Every single morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. 7 a.m. Pacific time. That's the time zone I'm in. Hello, Travis. All right. So I want you to show up live. I'll be respectful of your time. You guys show up like you are showing up on time. I'll show up on time. Give you your daily dose of that mental toughness conditioning, a boost. Get you to focus on your life, what's most important to you at this stage of your life, right? What I talk about today could apply to you a direct hit, what you're going through. Maybe not. Maybe it's something you'll think about. It'll be marinating in the back of your head. And maybe 5 days from now, if not 5 weeks from now, you'll remember something that we talked about during this chat session that gives you the clarity and perspective to tackle whatever it is that's going on in your life, obstacles you're facing. Because we all know, as we strive for more in life, there's going to be those inevitable obstacles. It doesn't matter what we've accomplished, how good we are, when we want those higher and higher levels, and then we got to figure things out, right? That's what I want to talk about during this morning connection today. Hello, Amoir. Moi, how are you doing today? That's what I want to talk about, those obstacles. What's real? What's perceived? I just have something that was said to me, and you know, that just created so much clarity. And it's something I remind myself of all the time. And when I do my one-on-one coaching with men all around the world, as we kind of go through the process every single week, we connect. And it's something that comes up often. And I'm so glad that I learned this simple and effective way of thinking that I can just interject in conversations a lot of times when they're needed. So I'm really excited to share this simple and effective strategy with you. Those are the ones that I am most excited about. When it's just a small shift in what you're focusing on, just a small shift in the way you're thinking, that makes a huge, gigantic, massive difference. I think the biggest mistake a lot of people make as they strive to reach their ambitious goals in life is they think that the more ambitious the goal is, the more complex the strategy needs to be. There's something that I always emphasize over and over again when we meet for these Morning Connection live video chats is that it's the basic organizing fundamentals in life that are really universal no matter what our goal is, whether that's bodybuilding training. I know a lot of us, we're from the same tribe. We love bodybuilding training. It's part of our identity. It's part of our lifestyle. Also, whether it's business, getting promoted at your job, starting your own business, making your business go to the next level, or even your relationships, whether that's your intimate relationship with your wife, your girlfriend, your future wife, your children, your friends, you know, whatever relationships are, you know, really success in life comes down to those basic organizing principles. And that's what I go over and over again. What you need to focus on, though, is that once you have them down, hey, I know I have to show up. I just talked about this is like my 50th session in a row showing up for this Morning Connection live video chat. In addition to being consistent, right, and giving your best every single time and assessing, monitoring, evaluating, being patient with yourself, understanding that everything is hard before it becomes easy, right? I just kind of rattled off about three or four of those organizing principles to success, no matter what area of life you're trying to apply that mindset to, those strategies to no matter what area in life you want to be successful to. What it is, it's taking all of those organizing principles to higher and higher levels. So let's just say there's 10, right? It's not looking for 12, 18, 22, 172, right? Because look, after the first 10 or so, you can put a lot of emphasis in 172, and there may be some value in that. And that's when you go on the internet, a lot of times you have experts, you know, they're bored, they're tired. They assume that you've heard the basic organizing fundamentals, and you sometimes assume that you've maxed out on those and you need to hear 172. And so they talk about 172 with such passion. And they're so proud of themselves that they came up with this new distinction, 172. Well, really, even if you put your all into it, you got your hopes and dreams, you followed it, that has very little impact. It's number 172 for a reason, right? It's those top 10 that you need to go in on over and over and over again and take to higher and higher levels and apply it to all areas of your life. Just keep on revolving around those organizing principles. Hello, Assad. How are you today, sir? So glad you're here for this Morning Connection live interactive video chat. You know, I am thankful that you're showing up to listen to what I have to say, but I realize it's not about me. You know, what I'm excited about is that you're doing this for yourself. One strategy, one distinction, one new way of looking at the same old challenge that you're currently going through could make all the difference in the world. And this very one single live video chat session, this one Morning Connection could be the period of time where everything intersects, and right when you need it most, it's something that I say. And it may come in the next minute or maybe in the next 5 minutes. So you guys show up and continue doing this for yourself. And I just want to tell you, obviously, I'm very passionate about personal development and how that puts me in this state to want to show up, and I want to share it with the world, right? That's why I'm so excited about it. How could I not be excited about it if I show up in this state of mind all the time? I'm just so thankful that I had people in my life who, they made an impact on me. Maybe it was something about them that was similar to me. Maybe it's the way they told a certain story or metaphor that got my attention earlier in my life. And I want to be that person for you, right? Because it's that important. I want to tell you, I love this so much. I love giving back. And I talk about all the things. When you show up live, I'm constantly looking for those of you who share the feed, whether it's on Periscope, you do hearts, you know, whether you share it on Facebook, you make your comments, questions, whatever it takes to build our tribe, build our audience, show people what you're so interested in with the free information products. I want to tell you that if you ever want to send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com, right? Remember that. Write that down, even if it doesn't really apply to you right now. Remember that email address. Or you can send me a private message right here on Facebook. Just tell me your name, your age, your telephone number, and the biggest challenge that you're going through right now, that if you could just knock out this one challenge, whatever it is. You know, I know a lot of you come to me for bodybuilding and training advice, right? It could be bodybuilding and training. It could be much bigger inside or outside of the gym. And I really get excited about everything outside of the gym. Hello, Gunner. Hello, Valley. Thank you for your showing up for this morning connection for you, this daily dose of MTC, mental toughness conditioning. So what's your biggest challenge? That if you could just knock it out, you just feel certain that it would take you to that next level in life. What would that be for you? What is your biggest challenge that you're faced with right now? You can always send me that email or private message me right here at Facebook, right? Your name, your age, just helps me put it in context, right? Your telephone number, and it doesn't matter where you are in the world. The reason why, and I'll tell you why I need your telephone number, but anywhere in the world, because if you're outside of the United States, I have free conference lines in your country that we can connect. And then the biggest challenge that you're facing right now. And what I do as I have open time with my busy schedule, because I love this so much, because I want to give back, I want to, this impact that I know it will have on your life, I do what I call random coaching calls, right? So I'll have this whole list of names, see what your challenges are, keep it, and I'll just have about 5 minutes. To me, this is my play. This is fun. Wouldn't you love to do this for a living, right? And so I just get on the line, whether I'm talking to you for 10 minutes, half hour, sometimes they go, you know, a lot longer than that. I'm going to reach out to you. You're the type of person to show up for this type of personal development live video chat session. I want you to take advantage of that. And if not now, I encourage you to take action. Be bold. Do it now. But something, let that marinate, right? I want to be here for you again. So send me an email, skip@skiplacour.com. If you're on Facebook, send me a private message. Tell me your name, your age, your telephone number, no matter what country you're in, and the biggest challenge that you're facing right now. And I make these random coaching calls all throughout my week when time permits. All right? That's how much I want to help you. All right? Random coaching calls. You got to be bold. You got to take charge. I'm always so curious why more people don't take advantage of this great opportunity we have of the internet to really connect. Right? Maybe you can tell me that through an email. Right, but I want you to take action. Could be just one small decision or connection, one of those random phone calls that really change the direction of your life. I want to be that person in your life, like Zig Ziglar was to me many years ago. Actually, it was a gentleman who dragged me to that Zig Ziglar seminar when I was 21 years old. That opened up this whole new world for me that I really attribute to not where I am, just where I am today, where I'm going, this state of mind I get to enjoy, the quality of life I get to enjoy, and what I get to look forward in the future, and all my past accomplishments, whether it's being a six-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder, or all the articles for bodybuilding training that I produced, my Man Formation program, my audio seminar courses that so many men around the world have benefited from. I really credit this type of thinking more than any specific strategy, secret strategy, right, to getting me to this place where I am right now, where I've been, but where I'm really going in the future. I want you to be a part of that too, right? So take action. Send that email to me at skip@skiplacour.com. Maybe you'll get one of these random coaching calls that I give out. So it's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. As I said right at the top of this live video chat, I get really excited about the simple and effective distinctions, the strategies that are pointed out to me that make the biggest difference rather than some complex different strategies, right? And this one, I can't remember my mentor. I can't remember the person who said this. I can't even remember whether it was a podcast, it was a website, an actual conversation, one of the many coaching sessions I've had over the years. I really don't know. But it's something that I use to keep myself in check and all the men who I coach one-on-one. And that's don't create obstacles in your mind when there might not be any. So what do I mean by that? I guess, you know, it sounds obvious what I'm talking about, but I want to just kind of paint the scenario for you, right? Look, to get to where you want to go, to really achieve those ambitious dreams in life, whether it's with your physical body, whether it is with a business, financial, creating options in your life, whether it's the relationships, whether they're intimate, friendships, whatever it is, the ones that you really, really want, the ones that only the select few get to enjoy, they're mentally tough enough, they're emotionally tough enough, they're persistent enough, they're tenacious enough to earn, those type of goals that you're after, it's just, you know, I don't mean to sound negative, right? But you're going to be challenged along the way. Your resolve, your commitment is going to be tested. And that's part of the fun of this whole game. You know, how mentally prepared are you for that? And you just accept that as part of the game, right? That's going to determine your success or failure, how you keep yourself together, how you stay poised during the challenging times. Because they're going to come along with all the fun, exciting times. So that's, I guess, being realistic, but there's a different spin on that. Hey, you expect it. You enjoy it. That's what the best of us all face along our journey. Here's the challenge is that knowing that, sometimes we don't take enough action. We don't take swift enough action. We don't, as my mentor said, I mentioned on a previous Morning Connection live video chat, we don't fail forward fast. But that, what I mean is like, look, they say that success is 99% failure. Let's just say that you try 10 things. You know, 9 of them aren't going to live up to your expectations, but that's okay. It isn't like they're all going to be just a flop, right? But 9 of them aren't going to live up to your expectations. But that one, oh, that one is going to be a home run. It's going to launch you to the next level. You're going to bit back and go, yeah, of course. That's just me. That's just what I do, right? You get that one, right? That one victory. When you fail forward fast, and you know, you take your time, you think about what you do, but you hurry up and do 20, so you get 2. You hurry up and do 30, so you get 3. You hurry up and do 40 or 50, so you get that 4 or 5 big victories. And before you know it, you look back over the years, and you have enough victories to really create a magnificent life, right? So we have to kind of understand that that's all part of the journey, but at the same time, we can't overwhelm ourselves so we don't hurry up and get those 50 attempts done. One thing that I realize in my life is I haven't tried enough things. I haven't tried enough things. I haven't gone through them swiftly enough, you know, and I just realized that I need to hurry up and try more things, whether it's like a Morning Connection live video chat like that with not knowing if it'll ever pay off my investment of time, energy, and effort. I guess you guys will help me determine that, right? But I've got to hurry up and do more things. And if I had any time back, if there's anything your big brother Skip or your father figure Skip can tell you, hurry up and try more things, even if they don't, the majority of them, the vast majority of them, don't live up to your expectations. Because it's those big home runs that are going to create the higher quality of life. Don't worry about what other people think. As long as you know what you're doing, you're tough enough. You have faith and trust in yourself that you'll be resilient and come back, right? So it's important when you come up with an idea how quickly you'll take action. One pattern I found myself doing, and it sounded so, seemed so practical to me. I really actually didn't even realize I was doing it. So I'd come up with an idea, brainstorming, right? We all know we have to think of new and different ways. Maybe we see examples on the internet. We get ideas from mentors or someone, our competition, whatever it may be. We get that idea, right? And we know we have to take swift action. What my mind was doing more often than I wanted it to was it would start looking for all the obstacles, right? Well, you know, this could happen, this could happen. Well, you know, that may work in that case, but this and that. And I was using all of my creative energy to just identify all the obstacles. Right? Now, I know some of you are saying, what's wrong with that, Skip? Yeah, you got to be prepared for the journey a long way. Let me just tell you something. You can come up with every single obstacle that you can possibly think of. You can even get a group of 10 friends and you guys can all come up with the obstacles as you go for those ambitious goals. And guess what? Not only are those going to happen anyway, you're going to have a whole bunch more that you're going to have to face anyway. So we already know that there's going to be a lot of obstacles. Well, we need to use that fresh energy, and especially at the genesis, at the beginning, at the inception of a goal and a dream, we got to control our mind to not just think of all the obstacles. It's like, you know, waking up in the morning. What are you going to choose to focus on? On all the things that may go wrong during that day, right? It's not going to get you going, right? It's not going to make you eager to start your day, right? Okay. So we want to think about what this day brings potential. Who knows what could happen? Who could I meet? What could I do? What strategy when I watch Skip's Morning Connection live video chat, what new distinction can I learn, can I take in, can I absorb that'll take me to the next level? Wow, this day is going to be amazing. You're looking for all the ways that it's going to be an amazing day. You're going to have a lot different start to your day when you control those thoughts going that positive direction than thinking all the obstacles. You already are going to have obstacles, right? Where are you going to use your best energy right when you wake up in the morning, right? Come on, I think that's pretty obvious, right? You want to control your thoughts. You want to be the master of your mental conditioning, your emotional conditioning, and focus in where you want to go, right? Well, that's the same thing with all these ideas, these brainstorming ideas that you know you need to do to become that 1 out of 10, that 1 out of 100, to create those goals and dreams in your life that only the select few get. We know they're ambitious. We know they're going to be challenging. So as you brainstorm those ideas on how to get from where you are right now, point A to point B, let's condition our brain to go for all the ways it's going to work out. And let's do everything we can to block out all the obstacles. We know there's going to be obstacles, right? Use that fresh energy right where it's so important, right at the beginning when you're coming up with the ideas, to think of all the ways. Just don't keep on pushing all those negative thoughts, all the obstacles. Because, you know, most of them might not be there. Some of them will, some of them won't. You'll find out later. But all the opportunities, all the way it's going to turn out magnificently, those are the things that take your creativity. Those are the things the regular people don't think about. And what else? And what else? And what else? And what else? Now, I know just by having an ambitious goal, if everybody could just do it, then it wouldn't be an ambitious goal, no big deal, right? So as you're thinking, you're brainstorming all the ideas to get yourself to take action, to fail forward fast, you know, I know that all those obstacles are going to climb into your mind. I mean, you're human, right? But what is this? What is this Morning Connection all about? It's about conditioning, mental toughness conditioning. It's practicing a concept or idea, sucking at first, but every single day challenging ourselves, getting stronger and stronger and stronger, and then boom! It just becomes who we are because we're so conditioned, that we're so mentally tough. So the challenge today is to condition yourself when you come up with those ideas in that very critical time period, like, am I going to go forward? Am I going to hurry up and do this? Get your mind to continually focus on all the ways it's going to work out. And just keep on pushing aside. You'll have plenty of time to get to the obstacles because a lot of those are imaginary. Hell, all the ways it could work out are sometimes imaginary too. Which one are you going to believe? All those things you thought of and how it's going to work out for you and how it's going to just take your life to the next level and make you feel amazing, is that going the reality that you're going to choose? Or all those obstacles that you'll fail and waste your time and, you know, people will laugh at you or whatever it is you're thinking. You don't want to create obstacles when they might not even be there. We want to create in our minds, especially at the beginning, we want to develop that mental discipline, that mental conditioning to think of all the ways that it's going to work out. All right, guys, so that's, again, just a simple way, something I caught myself doing, right? And it made so much sense to me. Hopefully that's helpful to you. And again, I as I talk to my guys one-on-one every single week, we talk every single week at the same day, at the same time, every single week, I'll stop them. Because, again, you know, I have coaches. You know, everybody needs a coach because we're all in our own head, right? And we sometimes, no matter how great we are, no matter what our level of success is, what we've done in the past, we lack objectivity and perspective sometimes. And so we kind of go through what makes sense to us. And it's so great to have a coach to give us objectivity and perspective and say, hey, Don't create obstacles before they even occur. That's right. I guess I should hold off on that. Of course, right? We all can be stopped. That's what coaches are for. A great coach who can help you do that, that's what they're for, right? And so I get to use it all the time, almost every single day. I get to execute that strategy every single day, and it helps me at the same time. So hopefully that simple and effective mental conditioning strategy is helpful to you too. Now you need to practice it every single day. Get better and better and better at it every single day. All right, guys. So that's our morning connection live video chat today. Our daily dose of MTC, mental toughness conditioning. You and I were workout partners. And again, I want to tell you, I want to reach out to you. I want to reach out to you to send me an email. Tell me your name. Tell me your age. Tell me your phone number, right? Whether you're in the United States or not. And tell me what's the biggest challenge that you're faced with right now, right? Again, your name, your age, your phone number, whether you're inside or outside of the United States, and your biggest challenge that you're going through right now. And for my bodybuilding and fitness brothers, inside or outside of the gym. I just have a question on my Periscope. Someone asked me, am I taking any clients for bodybuilding and training? You know, that's an excellent question. Let me just tell you something. When your mind is strong, right, you know, doing those, you know, training strategies, showing up to the gym, giving, one more ounce of effort, focusing a little bit more, even working through all the strategies, it becomes so much easier. So, hell yeah, that's easy for me. Can I get you to perform better in the gym and eat the way you should to develop the body you want? Guys, that is so easy, right, for me to do. I can do that. Yes, I can. I just want so much more for you in life than just a great body. I hope that as you look at my pictures and, you know, you see what I've evolved into and what you may have not have known about me as I tell you the stories, let's just be more than just muscles, right? Let's just not settle for muscles. Let's take what it takes to have a great body. Let's apply it to all areas of life. Right, that's what I'm all about. But yes, I am taking clients that are bodybuilding and training focused. But I hope you don't. I hope you don't mind if you come to me for bodybuilding and training that I give you that and a whole bunch more. All right. But you know what we need to do for those of you who ask me about coaching, am I taking clients? Can I help you? You know, probably the best thing to do is just send me that email or a private message on Facebook. Again, just telling me your age. Tell me your name, your age, your telephone number, whether you're inside or outside of the United States. Tell me what the biggest challenge that you're going through right now. You know, and then let's start there. You know, if I'm going to work with a person one-on-one, right, we become friends. You know, I just had one of my clients, after over a year of work with me, you know, we were done with our session. He just created so much in his life, and it was the end of the relationship, and I kind of felt like I lost my buddy, like my friend. You know, that's how close and intimate you get to work with me. I get to work with you because it is my privilege to work with you. It's this relationship, right? And so, you know, probably think, well, is he too busy to call me? I have this challenge. Will it help me? You know, look, if I'm going to spend all this time with you over a year, I can spend 20 minutes with you on the phone to see if we're a good fit. That's easy for me, right? To see, you know, again, I only work with people who I am 100% absolutely certain I can help take their life to the next level, right? So, you know, if we ever got into that relationship, you can be 100% sure I know I can help you and I've helped men just like you in the past, right? And you get this type of energy with your personal life every single week and a lot more. There's so many more things that I do with my one-on-one coaching. Like I have a members-only website. You can kind of see all the different categories. If you go to skiplacourcoaching.com, that my guys who, you know, work with me one-on-one with the weekly coaching, all the extra benefits. But I start every single day with connecting them with video, so many different strategies in there to give them an extra bonus in addition to talking to me every single week going through that journey. So what I'm saying, it's such a close, intimate relationship that I do have a lot of time. I make the time, I guess, to talk to people who are just, what's this coaching all about? You know, To me, what's 10 minutes on the phone if we're going to spend a year or so together? You know what? On Periscope, you know, you're starting a personal training business. I want you to send me an email on Periscope. Right? I just sent out an email to my group, and it's specifically about personal trainers and those people who want to be fitness experts and make a living doing what they love doing, helping other people. So, gentleman on Periscope who talked about his personal training business, identify yourself, send me that email at skip@skipacore.com because I want to direct you to a video that I just shot the other day and I just sent to my email list. And any of you who are watching this, you're personal trainers, maybe you want to be a personal trainer, you're a fitness expert online, you want to enhance your influence, you want to make more money doing what you love to do because you deserve it because you're so awesome at what you want to do, you can send me that email too. Again, I hope I coach men in many different areas. You know, what's right for you? Why don't we start off? Send me, and again, whether I call you today, tomorrow, or the next day, I will get to you, right? So, again, so send me that email or private message me on Facebook, your name, your age, your phone number inside or outside of the United States, and then your biggest challenge that if you could just obliterate right here and now, it will take you to that higher level. You're just certain of it, right? Hello, Sergio. Hello, Carlos. All right, so you guys take action. Be bold. You know, I'm here. This is like 50 days in a row that I'm here. What I want to believe is that you're getting a real sense of who I am, that we're creating that connection, our morning connection, that level of understanding, hey, is this guy kind of like me? And hopefully that in this internet, right, where you don't know who is who or you don't get a chance to know them, that we can use this technology like Periscope, like this live feed, on Facebook, right? This isn't rehearsed. This is just who I am, right? Because this is live. You don't know if it's a cut and produced video, right, where I practice it, I got a teleprompter. No, this is just live. You get a chance to know who I am. So now's the time to trust your instincts and to reach out. I want to help you change your life. I want to be that guy like Zig Ziglar was for me. I'm talking about him, what is this, like 32 years later, holy smokes, does time fly, right? I want to be like the gentleman who took me to that Zig Ziglar seminar. I want to be that guy for you, right? So, again, hey, thank you for showing up for this Morning Connection live video chat, your daily dose of mental toughness, conditioning, and being my workout partner. I will see you again tomorrow, and have an outstanding, have an awesome day.